Welcome in a good buddy of mine, Scott Droeder, joining us in the studio this morning. Scott has an interesting thing going on here locally in honor of the upcoming holiday season. So, Scott, we appreciate you take some time for us this morning. And a little bit of a backstory here. Scott and I are fantasy football foes, friends in the rest of the time. But Scott and his family came to the downtown community last week. They were getting ready to have supper over at the Good Life on the Bricks and saw that we were broadcasting live downtown and came over and inquired about the cash carriage. You guys rode on the carriage and were able to do a little bit of trivia with Sean. So how was that experience?
It was fun. The kids had a lot of fun. We ended up getting all six questions right and won the $50.
Wow, okay.
And after winning that $50, you got home, or I don't even know if you got all the way home, and you had some inspiration strike you. Tell us about the inspiration that struck after winning that $50.
Well, the next day I was talking with my wife and decided that with that $50, since it was, you know, extra winnings, that we were going to pay it forward, and I decided to make a post on Facebook about putting together a Thanksgiving meal basket for a family, because it's hard times for everybody, and everybody needs a little help now and again. So I put it out there and told people to nominate families that they thought needed a little help for the holidays. And I also challenged other people to match my $50. And I've had a couple of local businesses match and a couple of individual people sponsor a family as well.
That's awesome. I did notice on that Facebook post you were kind of challenging some people, some friendly competition going on. Zach from The Good Life was one of the guys that you challenged, and you mentioned he and a couple of other local business individuals almost responded immediately and said they'd love to help out.
Yeah, Zach from Down at The Good Life matched my donation. Randy Richards from Richards Financial and The Bottle Shop matched my donation. Jody from Gateway Realty matched my donation. The owner from Prairie Friends and Flowers matched. So we're up to about $300 in donations.
Wow.
And how many how many families can you feed for $300?
Well, I'm going this afternoon and buying all the stuff. And
okay.
We have a list right now of about 20 families that people have nominated. So I'm hoping to be able to, you know, at least do something for all of them.
Excellent.
Wow. That's still pretty impressive, too, and it's going to make a big difference. Because like you said, Scott, it's challenging times for everybody this year.
Yeah, and you know, I was in a position to be able to help. You know, I got my bonus from work, and so I just had a little extra money and decided to do something, you know, to help folks out.
Yeah. Wow. This is awesome. We need more positive news like this locally, Rick.
And good people like this.
Yeah. Good people like Scott. I mean, because a lot of people probably would have just used this for maybe a little extra Christmas or whatever. Because like you mentioned, I mean, it's not that you're racketing the big dough. I mean, this is just a Christmas bonus from work and a fun competition that you came out on the lucky winning of. But you're making a difference. Paying it forward, man.
Well, I like to try to help people when I can because, you know, we need more positivity in the world with the way things are going. And it's tough times for everybody, so if I can help somebody, then I'm all for it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Scott, how long have you been here in the North Platte community?
We moved here in 1993.
Okay.
So I've been here for almost my whole life.
I've been here just a little longer.
You got a few years on him?
Yeah, 3 years. If he got here in 93, I got 3 years on him, but that's good, man. That's great.
So what brought you to North Platte originally, Scott?
Well, my dad was in the Navy in San Diego, and when he got out of the Navy, he got recruited by the railroad.
Okay.
So I think that's pretty much what brings a lot of people here is the railroad.
Yeah. Why did you decide to make this your home as an adult, and why raise your children here?
Well, It's a good community. It's a good place to raise your family. It's not too big. It's not too busy. You can still let your kids go outside and play, and there's so much surrounding, you know, area to do stuff. You know, I just took my six-year-old hunting for the first time this year. You know, she had a blast. She got bored, but she had a lot of fun spotting the deer for us.
That's cool.
You know, so there's a lot of things to do, you know, and you know, you're not too far from a big city if you want to go to a big city. But it's a good community to raise your family in.
Well, and I think we're finding out what makes this community so unique here this morning as well. You have things like this that happen. Obviously, you're doing a unique thing like this, but this is not unheard of in North Platte.
Right.
No. North Platte is a very giving community, and a spinoff like what he's done here is, it's not the rule, but it, like you said, it's not uncommon either.
It's not. Definitely not uncommon. And here in a year where we need it more than ever, it's been great to see a lot of it. So, Scott, if there's folks out there that are listening this morning that think this is awesome, that they'd like to jump on board, how can they jump on board and get in contact with you?
Either on Facebook, like I said, I have a post on the No Limits North Platte page, and people were just, you know, when they wanted to donate, they would PayPal it to me, or you can text me at 308-660-3560, and we can get together, and I can either give you the name of a family, or you can just donate to it, and I can put the baskets together myself.
I do have Scott's phone number here at the studio, folks, so if you didn't have time to write that down or you missed it, just call the Husker Radio Studios, and then here as soon as we finish the show this hour, I will go ahead and share Scott's post on our KODY Facebook page, so you can access it there as well. So, Scott, this is awesome. What are these Thanksgiving baskets going to include? Have you and the missus had a chance to brainstorm that yet?
We're going to do turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and like green beans or corn.
Okay.
So that, you know, your traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm. I like it. This is awesome.
Need sweet potatoes in there somewhere.
Now, folks are maybe hunkering down right now. They're worried about the virus and they want to help, but they want to do so in a safe way if they're concerned. Maybe they've had contact with the virus. You mentioned off the air a few minutes ago that you're using PayPal a little bit too. So folks are more than welcome to have that contactless donation.
Right. You know, with the virus and everything going on, that's why I wanted to do it that way. Like you said, people want to do the contactless and keep their distance, which if you want to help and keep your distance, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not necessarily about getting other people to help. It was about me wanting to do something.
I think you're getting another donation right now.
I don't have any idea where you would use that, but take the money and run.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing here, Scott. This is awesome. I mean, this is exactly what Rick said. This is North Platte at its finest. We need more of this. This is awesome. I commend you, my friend, for doing something like this. And this is just a great example, not only to your kids and your family, but this is a great testimony to the entire North Platte and surrounding community area that this is what we do, and if you're able to, help on out.
Right. That's something I've always tried to teach my kids, is if you have the means, help other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't always have to be monetary. Just do something to help somebody else. Make the world a better place than what you found it.
Yep.
Amen.
One person a day.
Right.
Just one person a day. So, well, Scott, we appreciate the time. Again, if folks want to get in contact with you and make a difference locally, how can they do so?
Like I said, my phone number you can text me at is 308-660-3560, or you can look for my Facebook post that you said you guys were going to share.
Mm-hmm.
And reach out to me there.
Yep, absolutely. Like I mentioned, we're going to go ahead and share that. And then if you're looking for Scott's number, we will have that here at the studio, so just feel free to give us a call here directly. Anything else you want to add this morning, man?
Just, you know, look out for your neighbors, you know, take care of one another, and spread the love, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scott, we appreciate this. This is awesome. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and best of luck with this. Hopefully you get a lot more phone calls on
this. All right. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this on KODY.